Let's enter into his gate with thanksgiving. Enter into his court with praise this morning. With a voice, a loud voice of thanksgiving this morning. Give it unto him, the measure of glory due unto him. For there is none like our God. Magnify him and be thankful unto him for all of his goodness, for his grace and for his mercy. Bless him and praise him this morning. The psalmist said, lay down, I slept and I woke because the Lord sustained me. The giver of life, he has given us another day again. Another day, another victory. Magnify him and exalt his holy name this morning. Be thankful and be praiseful. With a loud voice and with a heart of gratitude, lay to heart to return to him all of the glory. Be thankful unto him and be praiseful for his wondrous work towards all the children of men. They are without numbers. Magnify him and bless his holy name. Thank him for his testimonies in our midst. Thank him and bless his holy name. For this great week of harvest, magnify him. For all of the answers to our prayers on this mountain, bless him and magnify him. Exalt him this morning. Be full of thanksgiving. Be full of praises unto him this morning. Thank him and bless his holy name. For he alone deserves all the praise. He alone deserves all the glory. Let heavens hear you this morning with a loud voice of thanksgiving. Begin to come in this morning again to him. He has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. He has brought us in again to bless us again. He has brought us in again to change us again. As we look unto his word this morning, his word is coming to us to transform us, to empower us, to change us, because he is the living word. Thank him, praise him, and bless his holy name. Begin to ask for help this morning, even as we lift up our voice in praise, in intercession, that all that we do this morning, it shall ascend unto him. It shall be acceptable unto him. Ask for help from the Holy Ghost this morning. Engrace me, empower me, strengthen me this morning on the altar of prayer. Let my voice be heard on high this morning. It's another morning, a morning of glory to me, a morning of joy and rejoicing. I am not returning the same. I'm returning from this mountain transformed. I am returning change. I'm returning empower. I'm returning in grace from this mountain. Give him glory and magnify him. Father, we thank you in Jesus' wonderful name we have given thanks. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Forever. Amen.
Please put your hands together and take your seat. It's my year of breaking limits. We shall begin our intercession this morning by praying in this manner. Father, thank you for granting every member of this church grace to serve you faithfully to the realms of breaking limits this year. In the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 45 to 47, we're told, who then is that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them their meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. He shall make him ruler over his household. With that understanding, shall we rise and begin to pray? Say, Father, thank you for granting every member of this church grace to serve you faithfully to the realms of breaking limits this year. Father, thank you for granting every member of this church grace to serve you faithfully, selflessly, to the realms of breaking limits this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you for granting every member of this church grace to serve you faithfully to the realms of breaking limits this year, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, because you will grant every member of this church grace to serve you faithfully to the realms of breaking limits this year. Selfless service, faithful service, devoted service, unremitting service, total devotion, Lord, every member of this church, an unusual form of service, Lord, completely selfless, Lord. Lord, every member of this church will throw themselves into your service, Lord, into the service of this vineyard, will make the issues concerning your kingdom first in their lives. Father, we thank you, for that is the grace you will grant every one of us. Pray that prayer sincerely. Let it come from the bottom of your heart. Say to God, Father, thank you for granting every member of this church grace to serve you faithfully to the realms of breaking limits this year. It's through thanksgiving that we shall take delivery of this desire. Father, thank you, Lord, because you will make it happen for everyone. They will serve you faithfully, Lord. They will serve you truthfully. They will serve you selflessly. Every member of this church shall be possessing of that grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you for granting every member of this church grace to serve you faithfully to the realms of breaking limits this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray that prayer from the bottom of your heart. You can pray with your understanding and also pray in the spirit. Makamboro moshentala labahuria. Entankori masanta libakuri. Irimo mohanda libakoria mamasirima. Antankori masheria. Elikomba sora mahiri bakama. Father, thank you for granting every member of this church grace to serve you faithfully to the realms of breaking limits this year. Jesus, grace to continue, Lord, to the point of reward, to the realms of breaking limits, an unusual grace to serve, unusual grace to be faithful. Lord, thank you for granting every member of this church, granting one and all, old, young, male, female, Lord, adults, children, Lord. Thank you, Father, for granting every member of this church grace to serve you faithfully to the realms of breaking limits this year. Lord, everyone shall serve faithfully, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because of the grace you will grant them, Lord. It can only come through you, Lord. Lord, it can only come through you. Without you, we can do nothing. So thank you, Father, for granting this grace to everyone, Lord, to serve you faithfully to the realms of breaking limits, to the realms of reward. Thank you, Father, because you will grant it to everyone. None shall call back, none shall hold back. Lord, it shall be selfless service. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for granting grace to everyone. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We magnify your name, Lord. Thank you for granting grace to every member of this church to serve you faithfully to the realms of breaking limits. Wave your hands in appreciation, because that's what God will do. He's done it already, and we give him all the praise. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, we shortly will be rising up again.
to offer him thanks, saying, "Father, thank you for establishing all our new converts in this church as you turn them into active disciples of Christ." A louder amen. John 4:29-39, that scripture says concerning the Samaritan woman who said, "Come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ?" In verse 39, the scripture says, "As a reason of that, many of the Samaritans believed on him." Please, let's rise together. Let's give him thanks. Father, thank you for establishing all our new converts in this church as you turn them into active disciples of Christ. Lord God of heaven, thank you for establishing all our new converts in this church as you turn them into active disciples of Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the Lord hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Let the Lord hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Lord, thank you for establishing all our new converts in this church as you turn them into active disciples of Christ. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Give him thanks this morning. Give him thanks this morning. Father, thank you for establishing all our new converts in this church as you turn them into active disciples of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, we return this morning to give you thanks. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for establishing all our new converts in this church as you turn them into active disciples of Christ. Father, Lord, we give you thanks. Father, Lord, we give you praise. Father, Lord, we glorify your name. Almighty God, we magnify your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for establishing all our new converts in this church as you turn them into active disciples of Christ. Lord, we are grateful. Father, we register our gratitude this morning. Thank you, our God and our King, for establishing all our new converts in this church as you turn them into active disciples of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, we say thank you. Thank you for the establishment of all our new converts in this church as you turn each one of them into active disciples of Christ. Lord, we are grateful. Father, we are grateful. Father, we are grateful. Everyone that you have brought, everyone will be established. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you for the grace for establishment that is answering to every new convert in this church as you turn them into active disciples of Christ. Lord, we give you praise. After the order of this Samaritan woman, Lord, that even they will begin to witness Christ all across the land. Let it be our God and our King. Let it be our God and our King. We give you thanks, Jesus. We give you thanks, Lord, for establishing all our new converts in this church as you turn them into active disciples of Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory and honor be to your name. We give you praise, Jesus, for the establishment of all our new converts in this church, even as you turn them into active disciples of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Zalom breke patua le pate, zezelu ambaya kempote teloa, langembamba lalo lombreke posea, leloa leloa le mpaketea, zaluamba ampotelo, e proale leloa le lembra gamba tateloa, zakiambo leloa le lembro kepetoa, e leloa lelelo lombreke pedea, zakwamba ateleambo ekepoa, Eloan Labaya, thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give him thanks some more this morning. Give him thanks some more this morning. He deserves our thanksgiving. Father, we give you praise. Blessed be thy name, Almighty God. In Jesus' great name, we have given thanks.
Thank you for granting us open doors across the nations of the world for the planting of minimum double the number of churches we currently run on the foreign field. Can I hear a believing amen? Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. He said, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Please rise up to your feet, lift up your voice as we give God thanks together. Father, thank you for granting us open doors across the nations of the world for the planting of minimum double the number of churches we currently run on the foreign field. Lift up your voice as you appreciate God. Appreciation is application for more. Lift up your voice as you give him thanks. Lift up your voice as you bless his name. Father, we thank you for granting us open doors. You are the one that opens a door and no man can shut it. We thank you, O Lord, for granting us open doors all across the nations of the world in fulfillment of prophecy for the planting of minimum double the number of churches we currently run on the foreign field. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice as you give him thanks. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear the voice of your thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for granting us open doors of entrance across the nations of the world for the planting of minimum double the number of churches we currently run on the foreign field. Lift up your voice for the widespread, the worldwide spread of the word of liberation. Give him praise, give him glory. The liberation mandate is going all around the world this year. Father, thank you for granting us open doors across the nations of the world for the planting of minimum double the number of churches we currently run across the foreign field, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, in the name of Jesus. Someone lift up your voice, give him praise, lift up your voice as you thank him. It is what he has already done. It is what shall manifest. So we give him thanks. We are receiving it in thanksgiving. Father, thank you for granting us open doors. Thank you for granting us open doors. Thank you for granting us entrance into the nations of the world. Father, Lord, and for the planting of minimum double the number of churches we currently run on the foreign field this year. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Someone lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice as you thank him for the spread of his word of liberation, of his word of faith via this commission across all the nations of the world. Father, thank you for granting us open doors. Thank you for granting us entrance into all the nations of the world for the planting of minimum double the number of churches we currently run on the foreign field this year. Lift up your voice, appreciate him in the spirit. Le pando kosibaro shara lambre kerere rebako ke kayanda ba jembalama rabako sembere jaborobobo lembre kaye labokoto yorobo. Now lift up those hands, just wave them in appreciation to him. Give him all the praise due to him alone, in the mighty name of
thanks to God. And this time we're saying, Father, thank you for releasing your reaper angels to wait upon all the unsaved across our harvest field, mobilizing them to be in church this coming Sunday. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 39, the Bible says, the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Please rise on your feet this morning, and let's engage our hearts of gratitude. We are saying, Father, thank you for releasing your reaper angels to wait upon all the unsaved all across our harvest field, mobilizing them to be in church next Sunday. Lift up your voice of appreciation, and let's do that from the depth of our hearts this morning. We are appreciating the Father for releasing the Reaper angels to wait upon all the unsaved souls all across our harvest field, mobilizing them, organizing them, bringing them to church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice. We are thanking the Father in anticipation. Lift up your voice. Let's give quality thanks this morning. Let's give quality thanks to the Father. We are saying, Father, we thank you for releasing your Reaper angels all across our harvest field, to the north, the south, the east, and the west of our harvest field, waiting upon all the unsaved souls all across, mobilizing them, bringing them to be in church this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice. Ensure that God is hearing your voice of thanksgiving. Appreciate him in advance because the Reaper angels are taking over the harvest field, mobilizing, arranging, organizing every unsaved soul all across the harvest field of Lagos and Otter, mobilizing them to be in church this coming Sunday for a massive invasion. Lift up your voice. Lift up your heart. Engage this morning. Appreciate the Father for releasing and dispatching the Reaper angels all across our harvest field, everywhere. Reaper angels taking over the highways, taking over the edges for a massive influx of worshipers, even this coming Sunday, the kind we have never seen. Therefore, with a heart of gratitude, say to the Father this morning, Father, we thank you for releasing your Reaper angels to wait upon all the unsaved souls across our harvest field, to wait upon every unsaved soul in the whole of Lagos, the whole of Otter, thereby organizing, waiting upon them and mobilizing them to be in church this coming Sunday for an
to God, what men find difficult, God finds easy. In Genesis chapter 18 and verse 14, we find there the story of Sarah and how that the Lord had said that she will have a child. And the Bible said that Sarah laughed, not because she didn't want a child, but because as far as she was concerned, it was impossible to have a child. Don't forget that at this point, we're talking about a woman that is 89 years old. You and I both know that even in the natural, if they say, okay, those who are expecting children, come towards the altar and be prayed for. And you find a woman that is 89 years old making her way towards the altar, the first assumption would be, Mama, they didn't say your child that wants to have a child. They said, those who want to have children come. I said, yes, I want to have a child. What will most of us do? Mama, come, let's go to the door. Let's talk about this a little bit. Do you know what it means to have a child? Because most people will assume that there is something wrong with her to even have that expectation at that age. But God said, in spite of what you see as impossible, with him all things are possible. What men call closed cases are the things God makes as open testimonies. That is why you and I must recognize when we deal with God that we are dealing with a God who does not know limitation. He does not know impossibilities. Neither does he know difficulties. The Bible said concerning Sarah that by faith, Sarah received strength to conceive seed. Think about that. A woman at 89 conceiving a child within her and carrying that child for 9 months and then going to the delivery room to deliver that child, where will she get the strength to be able to deliver a child at that age? All she needed to do was to believe that the one who had said was able to do it. And that's what Abraham simply did. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 4 and verse 21, it said, being fully persuaded that he that had promised was also able to do. The ability of God is never limited by the impossibilities of man. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. There is nothing that is an expectation to man that God finds difficult in turning into a testimony. We must come to recognize that in our walk with God. We must see that there is nothing that is too hard for God. Say with me, there is nothing too hard for my God. Say it louder, there is nothing too hard for my God. One more time, say it louder, there is nothing too hard for my God. You see, many times we say it, but we don't think about the reality of it. We must be able to become cognizant of the fact that no matter what the reason they gave you that thing is impossible, God said, with me, there is nothing that is impossible. With God, there is nothing that is impossible. Including that thing, including that situation, there is nothing that is impossible. And I see the God of heaven and the God of this commission visiting you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's look at two examples in scriptures this morning. Number one example is the example of Hezekiah. The Bible makes us to understand concerning Hezekiah in the book of Isaiah 38, beginning from verse 1 to 6. We should be familiar with this story now. Hezekiah was a man who walked with God in uprightness and a righteous man. And Hezekiah was sick, and the Bible said that Isaiah came and said to Hezekiah, put your house in order because this sickness is going to be unto death. In other words, the case is closed. Don't worry about it. Just prepare yourself because death is coming. And the Bible said Hezekiah did not spend time arguing with Isaiah. He turned to the wall and he began to pray and cry to God. He said, Lord, behold how I've walked before you and I've done so in truth and with a perfect heart. I've done the things that are right in your sight. And the Bible said Hezekiah wept sore before the Lord. And the Lord sent a word to Isaiah while he was in the courtyard. It wasn't a long prayer, but it was a faith prayer. The Bible said that he said, go back and tell Hezekiah that I have heard his prayer and I have seen his tears and I've added to his days 15 more years. I've added to his days 15 more years. And the Bible says in verse 20, pay attention to this. He said, the Lord was ready to save me. And therefore, what will I do? I will sing my songs. When I saw the Lord was ready, in other words, the prophecy has come, but the performance has not yet come, I began to sing my songs. You see, the pathway to the fulfillment of prophecy is the pathway of thanksgiving. When cases seem closed and you have a word that has come from God, what you do with that word is to celebrate it into reality. The Bible says, he said, in God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. We must learn this art of continuity in thanksgiving concerning every prophetic word. If you want to see the word come to pass, you must ensure that praise and thanksgiving is offered continuously to God. My prayer this morning is that for each one of us, this lifestyle of thanksgiving will become a reality for each one. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. The second example we have is the example of Jehoshaphat. The Bible tells us concerning Jehoshaphat in scriptures in 2 Chronicles 20, beginning from verse 1 down to verse 3, how that he was surrounded by three nations. Now, Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. Judah is 1/12 of Israel. Israel is a small nation, and then divided by 12. That's what Judah was. And three complete nations came to surround them, deciding that they must destroy Judah. It was an impossible task. There was no way out. And the Bible said that Jehoshaphat led the entire Judah in a fast. And they went before the Lord, and they began to cry unto God, oh Lord, we don't have any might against this army, but our eyes are upon you. And they cried unto God, and the Bible said, the Lord came down and began to speak to them through a prophet. And he said to them, you will not need to fight. This battle, you will just stand still and you will see me take over. And the Bible tells us that when they received that word from God, they consulted together. How can we see this prophecy come to pass? If God said we will not fight, what must we do? And they said, let us appoint singers to praise the beauty of his holiness. And as they began to sing, he said, the Lord laid ambushment. If you don't want to fight, then you must learn to thank. When you are thanking God, God is fighting for you. If you want to see God war for you, don't just watch God, celebrate him. If you celebrate him, he takes over the battle on your behalf. That is the pathway to seeing prophetic words delivered. There are many prophecies hanging upon each one of us. All you and I must do is take that word of prophecy and begin to celebrate God for it. You see, in wrestling, there's what they call tag team. In tag team wrestling, most of the time you discover that they put a weak fighter with a strong one, or a small fighter with a big one. The two of them are a team. When the small one is in the ring, and then a big fighter enters, and he knows that they will soon kill him, instead of continuing the fight, what he does is to run to the side of the ring. He taps the hand of the big fighter. He jumps out, and the big one enters. While he's outside, if he wants to see proper victory, he must keep celebrating his own fighter. Because if that fighter gets tired and comes out, then he's the one who will enter. If you want to see God fight for you, keep celebrating God. If not, God will come out of the ring and you will enter. May you not enter the ring that God should be fighting for you for. Is somebody getting what God is saying? That is the art of ensuring that your victories are won, that your prophecies are fulfilled. Whenever something is too hard for you, remember that it is too small for God. That means that that fight is bigger than you, but it's smaller than God. So what must you do? Jump out of the ring and let God enter the ring. But if you don't want God to come out of the ring, then you must continue to celebrate him. My prayer for each one of us is that from this day onward, the voice of thanksgiving and praise will continue to flow from your mouth. Somebody believe it, say a louder amen. Amen. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning and stretch your hand towards heaven, and from the depth of your heart, Father, I thank you. Begin to thank him. Do it specifically concerning everything that he has done. making mention of his goodness, making mention of the specific areas that he has visited you, the prophetic words that you have been holding on to. Will you give him thanks? Will you give him praise? Will you give him glory? Will you give him honor? Will you give him adoration? Celebrate him for every prophetic word. He has called it a year of breaking limits. That is your own experience. A year where everything will be working together for your good. A year of the rise of giants. A year of turnarounds. Begin to celebrate him for it. Do it with all of your heart. Do it with all of your heart. He has spoken it with his mouth, but he's performing it with his hand. Will you give him thanks from the depth of your heart? Give him glory from the depth of your heart. Give him honor and celebrate him. He is worthy of all the praise. He is worthy of all the glory. He is worthy of all the honor. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Jesus, I have come today to say thank you, because every word you have spoken is coming to pass. Every word you have spoken is coming to pass. God is not a man that he should lie. He is not the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Will he not do it? Has he declared it? Will he not make it good? If God has said it, then he will do it. In God, therefore, I will praise his word. In the Lord, I will praise his word. Will you give him thanks for every prophetic word hanging upon your life? Because it is surely coming to pass. With men, it may be impossible. But with God, all things, including that thing, all things, including that thing, all things, including that thing, is coming to pass. Will you give him thanks? Will you give him praise? Will you give him glory? Will you give him honor? Will you give him adoration? Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor and of all adoration. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Father, we have come this morning. Our voices are filled with thanksgiving because we know that your word is true. All that you have said, we know is surely coming to pass. Like you spoke to Sarah and it came to pass. Like you spoke to Hezekiah and it came to pass. Like you spoke to Jehoshaphat and it came to pass. You have spoken to us, and therefore we know it is coming to pass. And for it, Lord, we say we are grateful. Accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' precious name. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. It is done. In Jesus' name. You believe God, say loud, amen. I say you believe God, say loud, amen. Don't forget, for every subject you have prayed, keep giving thanks for. For every prophecy that you have received, keep giving thanks for. And you will see the hand of God perform every such word in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe it, say loud, amen. Speak to the day, make your decrees, you will have what you say. Speak to the day, this day is blessed, the heavens are open over me today. Today, heavenly speed is my portion. Today, heavenly favor is my portion. Today, I'm moving to a new dimension. It's a day of revelation, a day of heavenly visitation, a day of advancement. Nothing remains at the same level for me today. I'm changing level. I'm changing dimension. I'm going higher. I'm going forward in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Father, according to our decrees, we declare the day open. In Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.